San Francisco Mayor London Breed selected a vocal critic of former District Attorney Chesa Boudin to replace him. Breed, who had not taken a formal position on Boudin's recall, said that Brooke Jenkins, who has prosecuted cases involving violent crimes, would strike a proper balance between reform and accountability.
Brooke Jenkins stood out because of her understanding of both sides, of having the experience of family members on both sides, and understanding the need for compassion and understanding, but also accountability and justice.
Jenkins left the district attorney's office and became a public face of the recall effort against Boudin. She is Black and Latina and said during the recall campaign that she supported racial justice reforms, but Boudin went too far. Jenkins said she's ready to take on the job.
With my years of experience as the designated hate crimes prosecutor and in the sexual assault and homicide units, I do believe that I am uniquely prepared to address the most serious crimes that are affecting San Francisco. But it's not just violent crime that must be the priority of the DA's office. No longer can we be indifferent to property crimes. And no longer can we as a city view certain crimes as victimless. Every single type of crime affects all of us. It affects our quality of life. And for those who own businesses in this city, it affects their livelihoods.
Boudin eliminated cash bail for defendants and declared that minors would not be tried as adults, no matter how serious the crime. Jenkins said she would like those tools available for prosecutors to use at their discretion. She also said she would work to repair the relationship with the San Francisco Police Department and Chief Bill Scott. Boudin had prosecuted several police and law enforcement officers in keeping with his campaign pledge to hold police accountable. His stance angered the police officers' union.
I plan on working with Chief Scott to restore that relationship. I think it's a very important one. We are two agencies that must work together in order to promote public safety. It requires us to work together. But I also know, and the police department understands, that as a DA's office, we also have the responsibility of prosecuting police misconduct if that happens. And so I will make it clear that we are an office that will have to do both, but that we are committed to working with SFPD to do what we need to make San Francisco safer.
Jenkins will have to start campaigning immediately if she's to hang on to the seat. San Francisco voters will elect a district attorney in November. She has said she will be a candidate. Boudin hasn't said if he will run to regain the seat. His opponent spent more than $7 million in the recall election against him, much from major Republican donors. For KPFA, I'm Eileen Alfandari.